Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review. Can you prioritize your best next step? Okay, so I had this client. He is in the midst of opening a second location right now, so things are crazy. He hasn't been able to find a GM or sales manager for his new location, so he's doing the sales at both locations. He's still following up with leads. He's short-staffed. He's trying to deal with setbacks in construction and just a whole bunch of things. So on our coaching call, he's talking about this front desk person that he has, and he's like, you know, just people don't like her. She's annoying my team. And I had to look at him and say, listen, you've got to prioritize. Right now, this person is the least of your worries. Can she do her job 70% good enough? Yes. I said, is she getting her job done? Yes. Are there some personnel issues? Yes. Does she probably need to go eventually? Yes. But does it need to happen right now? It's really important as you're experiencing phases of growth or challenges that you ask yourself, what is my best next step and what is my overall main priority? For him, his main priority is hiring a GM or sales manager so that he's not having to do all that and getting the second location open. Once it's open, then he can prioritize replacing this front desk person. If you try and prioritize everything, you will accomplish nothing. So if you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, you're in a phase of rapid growth, ask yourself, what is my best next step and what is my top priority? What needs to be accomplished today and what can I accomplish tomorrow? That's all for today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.